Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are and what time of day it is. I'm your host, Martise, and I just want to welcome you to another episode of Unmute. Now, today you're going to get a little bit of motivational speaking, which is something that I love. You know, I love to do it. I love to hear it. I love to see people do what they do. And that's what I'm going to bring to you today. And today is for my people that like to be solo, in a sense. You know, they can do well with others, but more or less they tend to find themselves alone. And when things get stressful and they feel like they can't go on, today you're gonna get a little pumped up about it. Today you're gonna find out who you can be. But you know, even though you're a person, who you can be in more of a animal sense, you know? So, yeah, sit back, relax, and let's enjoy this episode of Unmute. All right, now, right off the back, we're going to jump straight into this thing, because I don't have time to pump and prime you and to believe in something that you should already believe. I don't have time to try to pump and prime you to know something that you should already know. But this segment and this message right here is for my Eagles, my Eagles, my people who tend to find themselves alone, my people who tend to want to be involved with other people, but they tend to find themselves alone. And sometimes those people like being alone. Sometimes those people look for those moments to be alone, because you understand that sometimes those alone moments bring out the best you there is. And the best thing that you can do in life is be the best you. See, sometimes you're gonna be alone and it's expected. It's expected. That's how you were designed. So you're not weird because you like to be alone, or you know, you're not an outcast or trying to say that you're better than anybody else because you like to be alone, or sometimes you are expected to be alone, or because you are. That's just how you were designed to be. And that's why I call you Eagles. You know, that's why you're the Eagle people. You're the Eagle people, because I'm reminded of a story, and I was told that an eagle have an expectancy on their life to live for about 35 years at the most, 35, 40 years. And when that eagle reaches that point and it wants to move forward and go further than it is, and it wants to outdo what people labeled them as, or outdo what people said they were going to do, or how long they were going to last, an eagle tends to find the inner strength within itself, because there's nobody talking to him building his strength. He just tends to find the inner strength within itself to say, you know what? They said I'm going to live this long. I'm going to push past it. So what an eagle does is it'll find a rock and it'll break its beak, and it'll break its talons, which is how it catches its food. And the eagle will climb up to the highest tree, or climb up to the top of a mountain, and it'll wait for some of those things to grow. But it'll wait for its beak to grow back so that it can begin to pluck at some of those feathers. Now, not fresh feathers, because just like we bleed, eagles bleed also. But it'll pluck at away at some of those feathers that's on its way of falling, or on its way to falling out, or that's really not doing it no good. It's all ruffled and messed up and everything like that, because it has to lighten itself from all the weight and all the abuse that it took over the years. That's what an eagle has to do. So it free itself of some of those dead feathers and some of those burdens and problems, and it breaks its beak, because before the eagle was born and came out of the egg, its beak was already there. Before the eagle was born and came out of the egg, its talons was already there. Its feathers had already began to grow. So from the time that an eagle entered into, you know, the world and entered into walking out its life, certain aspects of it was already there. The eagle just began to get bigger and bigger and bigger over the years. But see, now an eagle know what it's doing. See, when it was a baby and it had to learn that with my mouth is how I eat. With my talents is how I catch what I'm going to eat. You know, with my feathers is how I fly. See, when it's a baby, it had to learn those things. But when it gets older, it already know. So now that you got a fresh beak and it's not curving over as far as it was, and your talents is not, you know, as long, and, you know, you're able to grip and catch things a little bit better because you didn't have to regrow them, and your feathers got you feeling fresh and feeling good and feeling light. It already knows how to use these things. So now what it is basically like having a rebirth, but it already know what it's going to do. It already has the mindset because it's been doing it for so long, but now it's just getting a fresh start. And sometimes that's how we have to do. We have to get a fresh start, you know, on things that we put on hold in our life. We have to get a fresh start on our life, and not our life per se, because we can't, you know, go back to when we was a baby. But God gave us something, and that's a purpose. And we have to find that purpose. And if we've been neglecting that purpose, then we have to get a restart on our purpose. Get it from the beginning. Go back to the drawing board, whatever it is that you have to do. Okay, you tried it, you failed. You tried it this way, you failed. But if that's your purpose and it was in you and you know that you're destined to do that thing, then you're gonna have to go back to the drawing board and do it, because there's somebody out there that's waiting on something that you have in you, but they waiting for you to come forward. They may not know it's you, but that idea that you got, people waiting on you to come forward with it. So an ego says that it's going to live past the expectancy that people put on its life. You have to live past the expectancy. You wanted to go to school and this, that happened and all of that. Go still. Once you find that time, go to school. You may not be able to do everything that you wanted to do with that career that you was going to school for, but at least you got started on it, and at least you went to school. And now you can't do everything that you wanted to do, but you get to do some of those things. As long as you breathing, you got a chance. But sometimes it's just going to be you. There's not going to be anybody else to encourage you and push you. And that's what I do. I push. I try to push those people who don't mind being pushed. If you want to be pushed, I'm that person. Don't tell me that you want to do something or you're going to do something and then I'm around and you're not doing it. Bro, what happened? I have those same type of people around me that pushes me. This is, you know what I'm saying, things like with this podcast, this episode of the podcast is getting kind of personal, because I know that I'm an eagle, and I know that God gave me this podcast to do, and it's not that I've been neglecting what I'm supposed to do with my podcast, it's just a lot of things that's been coming up, but that haven't kept me from writing, and haven't kept me from seeking the knowledge that God has given me to give to y'all. Nah, I'm still... the podcast didn't come on this week or that week or for a month or a month and a half or whatever. It's not because I'm neglecting, but I'm not coming to you with just, oh yeah, we're going to talk about this. Because then if you just talking about everything, but you ain't doing no research, you ain't doing no, you know, getting no knowledge and no revelation on it, then I'm just giving you my opinion. Like I said, this story, because this was a story that people said. Some people say that this is not a true story. But see, what if this was? We don't know how things was back in 1,000 years ago. 1,000 years ago, when things were a little bit harder and people really had to have that mindset of going full throttle, of having to wait. Because like an eagle has to wait for everything to come through, we as people, we have to wait. And sometimes we hate that waiting process because we live in a microwavable time and a microwavable century where you can put ribs in a microwave and pretty much tastes close to the real thing, because it's not going to taste just like the real thing. But hey, you didn't have to wait as long. Yeah, it's not as good, but you didn't have to wait as long, so you learn to deal with it. But see, those things that you have to wait for, those things that you have to grind for, you got to hustle for, yeah, that's them be the things that you want to give up. Like the podcast, you know what I'm saying, like sometimes I would want to give up, like, man, I didn't deliver something to the people this week or whatever. But when I come to you, I'm coming correct. When I come to you, I'm not coming to you half-heartedly. So, yeah, the message of an eagle, this could be fake, but we don't know how it was. Some people say, nah, that's not real. Eagle can't do that. Show me the proof and the facts of everything else. Everybody always wants proof of something. Instead of taking it as value, everybody want proof that Jesus was raised from the dead. Read the Bible, yo. miracles are real, or you don't believe it unless you've seen it for yourself. Because we live in a time where we say seeing is believing. But what about if you believe something and then you begin be able to see it? I believe that my kid's going to be prosperous. You don't see him being prosperous before you say, oh yeah, now I believe that you're going to. No, you speak that thing. You had to speak that thing. And we as people, we have to encourage others to continue to move forward. Because I believe, regardless what they say, I believe that an eagle, if it can't today, I believe at one point it was able to do this. I believe at one point it was able to push past. Because eagles, they have to learn to be independent. We as people, we have to learn to be independent. Yeah, we exist together. We exist to encourage one another. But sometimes, what if you don't? What if you don't? What if you don't have somebody right there? A parent eagle teaches its eagle at a young age that you have to get it together. When they think their baby is old enough and they done been in the nest long enough, they take it up. They pick the eagle up, they take them up high, and then they drop it. And they expect for it to figure out how to fly before it hits the ground. But when they see that they not getting it and they just flapping around, they swoop down and they catch them and they take them back up. We gonna drop you again. And sometimes this may take hours. It even may take a day. But eventually they know their child is gonna get it. They believe it. They know that this is how it has to be. And then after it teaches its child, this is how you fly. This is how you catch your food. You know, this is how you eat it. This is where you take it to. They going about their business. They let their child grow into the person that they're supposed to be. Let their child meet a mate. You know what I'm saying? They have more eagles. And now, you know, God only had to create it once. And they just kept reproducing. He only had to create male and female once. And then they kept reproducing. So for those who find yourself alone, or even like being alone, you're an eagle. That's who I'm talking to today. My eagles, continue to fly, continue to push forward. Y'all continue to be blessed.